Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. That's right. Every single game can be heard right here on 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame, as the Commanders will be in L.A. for a 4:25 kickoff against the Chargers. What's it going to take for Washington to win? Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, folks?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Now, you heard me asking Lane Casadante about this. Will Jaden Daniels play with a brace? Should he even play with a brace? Because I myself am going to absolutely have flashbacks to RG3 against Seattle if I see him with a brace out there. I do not want to see him wearing a brace. I would hope that he doesn't need to wear a brace, because simply it's been nearly a month, for what I thought was just a knee bruise. I don't really think he should have to wear the brace, especially with the fact that the medical staff cleared him. He practiced with the brace. That's different, though. You just don't want to risk anything in practice. Lane said, well, maybe he takes it off at halftime. I would rather just not see him out there with a brace. I wonder if the brace would limit his abilities to do all the cuts and types of run and change of direction that he likes to do. I want him to go out there and beat Jaden Daniels once again and not be hampered by the knee at all. And I think that should be the case, given the fact that he was hurt on September 11th. He wanted to play September 18th. He wanted to play September 25th. We're into October now. I think he's fully healthy. I think they were smart. I think they didn't move as fast as the fan base might have wanted them to, or certainly Jaden might have wanted them to, but he seems to be back at 100% right now. I don't want to see that brace. But it's going to be an interesting battle, simply because these teams have a lot in common, right? We've talked about it. Both have coaches here in their second opportunity, right? Harbaugh went to the Super Bowl with the 49ers. Dan Quinn went to the Super Bowl with the Atlanta Falcons. They had different stops as Harbaugh went to Michigan. Dan Quinn went to Dallas. Here they are, head coaches once again. And both teams have a franchise quarterback that they believe in. Oh, yeah, both teams were playoff teams from the previous season. But the interesting thing might be just that both teams are coming off of brutal losses. I really think both teams are coming off brutal losses, and both teams are coming in pissed off and wanting to put out their best performance. They want to get good film on tape following the brutal loss that both teams had last week. For the Chargers, it was to a Giants team that had yet to win a game. For Washington, it was to a Falcons team that was coming off of a 30-0 ass-whooping. The Chargers, and here's the battle here, all right? The Chargers' offensive line is going to be down two, maybe three starters. Joe Alt, Mekhi Becton, and Rashawn Slater, all right? And that showed against the New York Giants. Now, the Commanders on the other side just have not been good enough at getting after quarterbacks. And we've talked about it before. Half of their sacks this season came in one game against the lousy, awful Vegas offensive line. So who's going to win in that matchup right there? Who's going to win in that matchup right there? And then I think you look at Washington's ability to run against the Chargers, who have an overall ranked number three defense, right? Will Washington try to challenge them through the air, or will we run the football with Jaden Daniels back at center? I think we're going to run the football. I tend to believe this is going to be more of a defensive battle in the first half. Both coaches will go into the locker room with a game that's probably below 23 points. I could see it being like 13-10 or 10-7 at halftime. And it could come down to which of these experienced coaches makes the better halftime adjustment, right? Because I think early on, you're going to see both defensive lines get pressure and disrupt game plans. That's what I really think is going to happen. Washington's defensive line should have a better effort, especially given the fact the Chargers are missing so many starters, right? And for Washington's offensive line, we don't get Cosme back yet, right? And we've seen them struggle at the guard position and also at center with Tyler Biadasz. I think the best side has been left tackle with Laramie Tunsil, and that has been far from perfect. So I kind of think both defensive lines will win early, and then it'll be about halftime adjustments. Jaden Daniels might have some early rust, right? He has not played in nearly a month of football, and even when he played this season, just didn't get the same version of Jaden Daniels that we got the previous year. The NFL's Rookie of the Year with an insane, you know, 70% completion percentage, great touchdown to interception ratio, and he was running successfully. That's the big thing. I mean, how many times have you guys heard me say this? Washington's record is 11-3 when the quarterback, all right, could be Mariota, it's going to be Jaden again, runs for 34 or more yards. I mean, it's not even that much, but it changes everything, right? Because it's a couple of play calls where it's a read option and an edge rusher has to make the read and the quarterback has to make the right decision. But when Jaden has kept it, this team has been really good. And when he's made that right decision, you've seen it open up things in the passing game as well. Week one, Jaden Daniels had 11 carries for 68 yards. The trend continued against the Giants. It did not continue against the Green Bay Packers. And that was one of the worst performances we've seen from Jaden, but especially running the football. He just couldn't do anything to get open. And then, you know teams are going to watch that film, right? And so when I talk about the adjustments, I'm talking about Washington offensively, but then you got to focus defensively about the ability to stop teams from overloading one side and getting butt-naked wide-open receiver and tight ends. That happened three times this year. The Packers did it. The Vegas Raiders did it. And the Atlanta Falcons certainly did it with Michael Penix. And then they even did it on that dump-off to Bijan Robinson where Bobby Wagner just couldn't get through the traffic, couldn't make the stop, and he went 60 yards. It was a back-breaking play right there. And so I think that's one of the adjustments I'm looking for Washington defensively. How do they adjust to defend when a team is overloading one side? And the next thing I'm going to say is I think this is a make-or-break game for Marshawn Lattimore. A lot of Commanders fans are over Marshawn Lattimore. I'm about as close as you can be without fully giving up on him. This is it. This is it. There are currently trade rumors right now. Washington's interested in bringing in more corner help. Seattle wants to move Reek Woolen. This could be it for Marshawn Lattimore. I don't know how much longer you can continue having him out there as a liability out there on his side, and especially on third downs. We just saw Atlanta target him and get the ball to Drake London over and over and over again. We saw Green Bay do that as well. And when you're moving the chains and you're moving the football, you're going to put points on the board. And Dan Quinn talked about it after the game and then again during the week. He said he needed his team to be better on third downs. And we hope that Jaden Daniels return. The Washington offense went 1 of 8 last week. You hope that simply Jaden Daniels back there, it would lead to a better third down conversion percentage. But defensively, there needs to be adjustments made. And this is the last game that I think you can have Marshawn Lattimore be a liability. If he gets burnt again over and over again this week, then I think you're seriously benching him or considering trading him or bringing in somebody else that will just jump ahead of him in the secondary. I feel like Mikey Sanristo is getting a bit of a bad rep, and I think that's because overall our defense as a whole is not making enough plays. But it just seems like we're in this bind where the coaching staff doesn't trust them to play man, and the opposition knows how to beat us in zone. So what do you do in that position? I think the only answer is to blitz all night. We got to send the house every once in a while, right? Just like Robert Saleh got out, got off the field, got his defense off the field Thursday night in that first half by putting pressure on Matthew Stafford. We've got to put pressure on Justin Herbert, force him to make some tough throws, get off of his spot, force him out of the pocket, get a few sacks to put them behind the line here. That's, I think, the defensive adjustments that you do to make up for the lack of a secondary. We have not really seen Marshon Lattimore get beat deep over the top yet this year. We saw Trey Amos, and then he made a play on the ball and was able to get a pass breakup. I am willing to blitz and let Justin Herbert try to air it out on a 50-yard bomb rather than the knives that have just been these 5 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards, slant, cut across the middle of the field, 5 yard out route that the Packers did when they put a guy in motion over and over again. And our defense was just, all right, we're bending, and then we broke. We broke when we got to the red zone because we had the same issues of giving up 5 yards here, 5 yards there, and we were not really playing with our eyes as well as we should have. We were reacting to play action, and that's not what you want to do, and too many guys got open with a simple play action play. I mean, spider wide two banana got Kyle Pitts into the end zone. You never want to see a tight end walk into the end zone because of a missed assignment. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we'll still give out our keys to victory and pathway to success before we get out of here today on a Football Friday, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Come on down and roll. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Joining us right now, it's Moneyline Mac. Look who's just walked into the private room, the party room, here at River City Roll. He's going to join us to go around college football with our best bets of the weekend. But, Mac, I actually want to start with the Commanders going to L.A. and Washington getting Jaden Daniels back for this game here. I said earlier, I don't really want to see him in a brace because that's going to remind me of RG3.
Yeah, I agree with that. And good to be here on a Football Friday, by the way. And I don't really like the spot because you get the Chargers coming off that embarrassing loss with the Giants. I wish they were coming in 4-0, fat and happy.
Right.
But now you know Harbaugh's going to have those guys licking their chops to get back out on the field. So, I think we've talked about it over and over. We're playing the long game. I mean, Jaden's going to be good for a long, long time. I hope he doesn't have a brace and he's able to move around and, most importantly, stay healthy.
Yeah, it'd be a great time for Washington to get their first road win of the season. But you're right. I mean, all week long, I haven't felt right because the Chargers are going to be pissed off. It's the same thing with Atlanta last week. You knew they were pissed off, and I kind of overlooked it. I looked at it as, oh, it's going to be one of the easiest wins on the schedule. No, we got a team that wanted to, hammer some things home after a awful display against the Carolina Panthers. Defensively, what do you do? Because Marshon Lattimore seems to be a liability.
Yeah, and he's good at talking. He's not as good at covering as he is talking. So, yeah, I don't know, man. They got to get a lot better defensively. DQ, obviously, being a defensive guy. And they're banged up on the defensive side as well. So, hopefully, they can get some strides. I thought they played well against Vegas for the most part in that game. And then the Giants week, I was starting to buy into this defense. But that might have just been how bad Russell Wilson was.
Well, it's tough to know because we said this earlier this week. Four games into this season, anybody, anywhere, anytime from last year, right? That awesome motto has turned into anybody, anytime, only at Northwest Stadium. They only play well at home.
Yeah.
Four games into the season. Would you bet on Washington +3.5 as the spread?
I would not.
Oof.
As much as a homer, I would, but I just, like, we're going cross country here. You're going to get Harbaugh's best shot. Herbert is playing really well this year. I will say, they will have more fans at the game than the Chargers. Chargers fans don't even exist out there. So, we saw it last night with the Niners taking over that stadium. So I hope I'm wrong. I hope they go in there and win, but I don't really have a good feeling about this game with Daniels coming back being a little bit rusty.
So we'll give out your best bets in college football, but we mentioned the Commanders. You would not bet on them. We do this segment every Friday, the NFL Certified Game of the Week on AWOD Radio.
This is AWOD Certified Game of the Week. Officially recognized as the NFL game this weekend that is certain to meet the qualifications or viewing standards set by football guys around the country.
Touchdown! Tie game! Launching downfield, and it is caught!
Guaranteed to be a football guy's football game.
So there are actually, it feels like, more duds this week than three-star games. Last week was filled with three-star games, and we got a three-star Thursday night football game, that is for sure. But Vikings-Browns is not one that I'm excited to get up for to watch them in London. If it was Shedeur Sanders, maybe. Not a big Dylan Gabriel guy. Raiders-Colts is kind of awful. Giants-Saints is one of the worst games of the weekend. Cowboys-Jets might actually be even worse. Broncos-Eagles is interesting, but it's not my certified game of the week. Dolphins-Panthers, two desperate teams. I'm not desperate to watch that. Texans-Ravens, two teams that might be even more desperate for a win, but I don't think it's going to be a great game. I actually think the Ravens are going to be in some real trouble here with the injury to Lamar. Titans, Cardinals, no thank you. Bucks, Seahawks, that is a three-star game right there, but it's not going to be my certified game of the week. I'm going to go out on a limb here, Stubby. I'm going with Kansas City going to Jacksonville. What? The 2-2 Chiefs? Yes, because Patrick Mahomes is playing like himself again, I believe, after that bounce-back spot and a big win against the Baltimore Ravens. And we have to give Jacksonville and Liam Cohen credit. They have been one of the terrific offenses in the NFL 4 weeks into the season. Trevor Lawrence seems to have, kind of been re-energized. Travis Etienne Jr. has been a top five running back. They're four in the NFL in rushing yards. And they've got receivers on the outside. And, oh, yeah, Travis Hunter seems to getting more and more involved slowly and steadily on the offensive side of the ball. That's going to be my certified game of the week on Monday Night Football. What do you think about that, Stubby?
I am actually very much inclined to agree. This Jacksonville team has been super fun to watch. Last week, the Chiefs were super fun to watch. This is going to be a good offensive matchup. I think there's going to be a lot of touchdowns. And, yeah, both teams are showing up. I think this is a good pick.
Yeah. Would you go with this one, or would you go Bucks-Seahawks? That's the only other one that I was really looking at. Mac.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking South. I like this one, man. Jacksonville, I'm with you. Lawrence is playing well. Coming in at 3-1, and you know the Swifties are going to be excited with the new album dropping last night.
You know what? That's another factor I haven't thought of.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good one. All right. That is my certified NFL game of the week. I am going to pick the Chiefs to go to Jacksonville and get the win. But I will not touch the Chiefs -3.5 because I do think this game will come down to a field goal. I think this will be one of the games that we looked at from last year. Like, how did the Chiefs win 17 straight one-score games? I think they're going to win this one like 27-24. Field goal from Harrison Butker. It goes, and they get back above 500, a place that they belong at 3-2. Do you have any NFL bets that you want to give out before we move over to college football, Mac?
I like the Panthers at home. I'm going to keep fading the Dolphins.
Yeah.
And they're off a short week. Tyreek Hill's out. I like them, and you know I always like to fade the Cowboys. That was a max effort last weekend.
Mm.
I think the Jets are going to beat them. I think the Jets are going to finally get their first win, and I'll take the 2.5 with the Jets.
See, that's an interesting battle because Jets, Aaron Glenn was brought in for defense. Cowboys have had a top-five offense so far this season. I mean, have you been impressed with Dak? I'm usually a Dak hater, and I'm like bowing down to him right now.
Dak's been really good. I mean, the Cowboys' offense is really good. That defense is just bad.
Yeah.
CD's out, but Pickens slides right in. If only they had a pass rusher to maybe get after the quarterback, or if they didn't trade one.
Yeah, one named Michael would be pretty good, right?
Exactly.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Stubb, what'd you say Mac's record was last week? You said he was nearly perfect, right?
Yeah, he went 6-1 last week. Only seven picks, but there was only one miss, so it was a great week.
Well, you know what? I'll double up the units for this weekend. University Drive with Moneyline Mac coming up next here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're going to bring Logan Paulson on at 2 p.m., the Commanders tight end. I'm going to give you a chance to re-listen to my Phil Martelli Jr. interview, the head coach of VCU Hoops. See if it sounds different after the Rams were picked to finish first place in the A-10. I don't think the A-10 has ever had a first-year coach be picked first in the preseason poll. That just shows you the respect for this program and the athletic director, Ed McLaughlin. Moneyline Mac with us here as we call it University Drive.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
All right, so, Mac, you were nearly perfect last week. You're up some units for the season. So if people are listening right now, this is when you bring out your pen and your notepad.
Oh, yeah.
You take some notes if you want to splash some cash this weekend. Let's start with your three best bets.
Three best bets. I will go to College Park. Maryland is undefeated.
Yeah. Coach Locks.
I'm taking Washington. I'm laying the points. How many times have we seen this with Maryland? Maryland September is different from Maryland October and November. So
they have one of the best September records under the Locksley ever.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then they still have not done anything in the months that matter.
Exactly. And I think it continues here. Young quarterbacks playing really well, Malik Washington. But I like DeMond Williams and company. That game got away from them in the second half against Ohio State. But I didn't think they played poorly. So I'm gonna lay the points. I see it's at 5.5 right now with Washington. I think they get right on the offensive side of the football. Another one I like, I'm going to fade another undefeated team out there in Laramie, a.k.a. Lairdice. UNLV, 4-0 with Dan Mullen. Mm-hmm. But we've seen those teams go out there to the mountains in Wyoming. Wyoming's a short home dog here, 3.5. I think they pick them off here and end the undefeated streak here for UNLV. It'll be cold, windy. That favors the home team. And then I am going to go to everybody's favorite game of the day, a great rivalry. You were at the game. Florida State got stormed on. I think they're gonna return the favor and knock off Miami now.
Whoa.
A little zigzag.
Will they storm the field if a top 20 team's beats number 3 at home?
I don't think that they'll storm there just because it's such a historic rivalry.
Yeah.
If it's some chaotic ending, maybe they'll storm it. I see Florida State's getting 4.5. I'll grab the plus 4.5. I think they're going to win the game outright and knock off the Canes.
I am a big fan of Deuce Robinson. He's getting a lot of flack because he did bobble and then drop the game-tying pass against UVA, but he also got open whenever he wanted to get open. He's going to be a big-time NFL prospect. I don't hate that pick at all. They will have to pick off Carson Beck, I think, to win this game.
Yeah.
They'll have to create a turnover.
And this is Miami's first road game. They've played every game. I know they've looked unbelievable, but it's different when you hit the road in college football. We see it week after week. Florida State looked unbeatable, and then they hit the road in Charlottesville. I think we get an entertaining one in Tallahassee. Such a great rivalry between those two.
Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt against Alabama. I mean, you look at the line right there, I'm dying for you to tell me that you're taking Vanderbilt plus 10.5.
I have seen so many people flip their tune, like saying Vandy's a fraud. Now everybody's taking Vandy. I'm going to roll tide here.
This
is a revenge game. Remember,
yeah,
they stormed the field. They carried the goalposts into the river.
And they can't afford to lose this game because they've already had a bad defeat.
Exactly. And Alabama under DeBoer, yeah, they have laid eggs as double-digit favorites, but all those games have been on the road. They're pretty good in Tuscaloosa. So I think Alabama opens it up. I think they get the revenge. I think they blow them out.
All right, what is your favorite game of the weekend? Is there one that you're really looking forward to? The Miami-Florida State one's like the big one. I don't know that there's really a marquee matchup outside of that.
I was going to say, it definitely is Florida State and Miami, just because of how historic that rivalry is. And we haven't seen these two ranked at the same time in forever, so it's good to get them back. Another one that I would say is kind of an under-the-radar game, it's Big Noon. Iowa State undefeated going to Cincinnati, who only has that one loss on opening night against Nebraska. Matt Campbell, Rocco Becht is an underdog. I'll take the 1.5. I think they'll go to Cincinnati and find a way and stay undefeated. Iowa State's America's team. Everybody loves Rocco Becht and Matt Campbell.
All right, let's go to the local schools here. We'll start with Virginia, who's in the top 25 after their big home win against Florida State, led by Chandler Morris. Can they go to Louisville and win that one?
I think they can. I don't think Virginia is fool's gold. Their only loss being at NC State in a game. I thought they controlled that game and just gave it away late. Louisville under Jeff Brohm is not really good as a favorite. He's a great underdog coach. The last couple years they've played, that those bad Virginia teams under Tony Elliott have been one-score games. Now he actually has a really good team. I think they're right there to win this game outright. I'll take the, 6.5 or 7? Is there a 7 out there? Yeah.
So, I mean, if Virginia wins this game, how bright could their future be for this season? This is probably the hardest game left on their schedule.
They could get to the ACC championship game because that NC State game is not a conference loss.
Right.
And the path is right there. Clemson's already got two losses. If Florida State knocks off Miami, then Miami would have a loss. Virginia, I think, is alive and well to get to Charlotte. And the other team in Virginia might be too.
I mean, I was going to say it because – everything is still on the table until you lose an ACC game. And Virginia Tech is at home against a Wake team that's going to be pissed off because they should have beat Georgia Tech. But Virginia Tech has been able to run the ball with Tarion Stewart now, changing the head coaches.
Yeah, the coaching changes everything. I think Montgomery's a good head coach, and I like the Hokies again this week. I'll lay the 6 points with them. I think that was a dream crusher game for Wake. That was such a max effort. They were up 17. This is also Wake Forest's first true road game, to my point earlier. I think the Hokies will win by double digits. I like the trajectory they're on under Montgomery.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it feels like we all should have seen this coming, that they get a guy that had head coaching experience in the past, and then they win a one-score game. Pry, he just made either a time management issue or his players had a penalty when they shouldn't have got one. Too many things that went wrong, and they lost 12 straight one-score games.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was so predictable. And, I mean, how many wins does Montgomery need to get the job, you think?
I mean, I don't think that's possible, just because they've put a committee together that includes Bruce Arians, Bud Foster, right, Eddie Royal. I mean, you mentioned UNLV coach. I've seen his name in reports as well, and how cool would that be if he brought Calandria with him and they play UVA at the end of the season. But, yeah, I mean, if he gets to the ACC championship game, what would that be? Seven wins?
I think
he's probably keeping the job.
It means he would have went 8-1 probably.
Yeah. I mean, that's insane.
Yeah.
But when they made the change, I was upset because I said, keep it for one more week because then you have the mass exodus, right, with the rule of your coach is there for 4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
But they changed, and it seems to have worked out because they got momentum against Wofford, and the players that stayed are committed to rewriting their own history, as Montgomery said. When you haven't played an ACC game yet, you still have everything to play for. And
absolutely,
they felt like when the season began that they had a good enough team to compete in the ACC. You make a coaching change, that doesn't change anything.
Yeah. And they thought they were good enough last year, and they lost all those one-score games. I think it's just more of a reflection on Pry at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, any more bets you want to give out here on the college ranks? I know we haven't talked about your boys who are playing Friday Night Lights in Utah against BYU.
Yeah, heavy dog here. 20.5 I'm seeing right now. Of course I'm going to take my Mountaineers. I think this is the healthiest West Virginia has been since the Backyard Brawl when they beat Pitt. They get Ty Edwards back at the running back position. Khalil Wilkins is making his first start and got to play with the first team all week. BYU's off two hard road games against ECU and Colorado. I think it's a sleepy spot for BYU here. So I'll take the points. I won't give out the money line, even though I'll be rooting for the money line tonight, plus 850.
All right, let's get your take on Heisman contenders here going into October football.
This is this award, if you just blindly bet all the long shots, you're looking good, because who was the favorite? Arch. He's been horrible this year. Mateer was actually looking like the guy that was going to run away with it, but then he gets injured. He's going to miss a month. Lagway at Florida. Speaking of Florida and Texas tomorrow, both those quarterbacks have been complete disappointments, and even Sellers at South Carolina has been a little bit up and down. And Drew Aller, of course, has underperformed as well at Penn State. I would probably go with Dante Moore at Oregon at this point, or if Diego Pavia goes into Alabama tomorrow, I think you have to seriously start considering Pavia.
What if Beck just rolls past Florida State? Is he then the leader?
Good call. I would say Beck and Moore are the two front runners right now, because you also got to be good and you got to have big games on the schedule in November where everybody overreacts to the last 3-4 weeks every year.
There's another candidate in the ACC that we have not mentioned. I want to see if you'll pull it. He got a big win early in the season over who was the Heisman candidate in the ACC.
I was going to say Castellanos, but they laid an egg last week.
Haynes King
could be there, at Georgia Tech. They do play Georgia at the end of the year. If they can beat Georgia, Haynes King.
If they beat Georgia and he's got a win over Clemson and Klubnik on his record, I mean, and they're a college football playoff team?
Yeah.
Right?
Are you excited for Clemson, Carolina tomorrow?
No, not at all. Really. I'm kind of over the Bill Belichick show already.
Yeah, the whole Jordan thing is weird at this point. I'm laying it with Clemson. I think Clemson wins out, actually. So I'll lay the 14 there.
I mean, it was the blowout loss to UCF when I was like, well, he hasn't made that much of a difference yet.
Yep, I'm with you. It's been a dumpster fire. Dabo does this every year. They're terrible in September. Then they roll in October, November.
Mac, we got to run. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it, AWOD. Go Skins.
We'll take a quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. Got the high school football broadcast game of the week. Hokie Steve will be back on the call with Coach Gary Criswell. College football, big games coming up this weekend. Virginia Tech homecoming in Blacksburg. UVA was at home and took down Florida State. The game that was heard, it felt like around the world. Well, now they go to Louisville to take on a tough Cardinals team there. So big games locally, and for the Commanders, they go to L.A. to take on the Chargers on Friday. So we close out the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night and over the weekend here on Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day. Game Day.
So I'll start with the college football, and I really am believing in Coach Tony Elliott now and Chandler Morse and the Hoos, who are top 25, ranked in at number 24 with a 4-1 record. That's the first time in the top 25 under Tony Elliott. They've now won 3 straight games in which the offense has scored 46 or more points. And as a whole, the offense in all 4 wins has scored 46 or more points. They are moving the football like we have not seen the Cavaliers do before. It has been unbelievable. And it all, I think most of the credit belongs to Chandler Morris, who is one of the coolest stories in the history of the transfer portal. I'm telling you guys, it's not being talked enough. Good for Chandler Morris. He got on SportsCenter Saturday morning after the win on Friday. But I just think I need to tell this kid's story once again because it really is inspiring, all right? He grew up with his dad, Chad Morris, who was a football coach and ended up working with Dabo Sweeney at Clemson. And well, what happens after that, right? His dad moves on to get a new job, and his son follows him to Oklahoma, and he ends up finishing high school as one of the top high school recruits. Won MVP of his high school conference there, and goes to Oklahoma. As a true freshman in Oklahoma, he only completed 5 passes the entire year, and he was pissed off, and at the end of the year, he said, I'm going to look for an opportunity. I'm going to go to TCU. And he was on the TCU team with Max Dugan, who led them to the college football national championship game, and they were the runners up there. And he's behind a starter. All right, so he sits, he waits his time, and then 2023, he is announced as the starter and has a great game and then got hurt. And in December, he announced he was going to enter the transfer portal once again. And he assigns with North Texas. And this move was all about an opportunity to go out there and put great film on tape. And he had one of the most fantastic seasons that North Texas has ever seen at the quarterback position. And he was basically the player of the year in the American. He was awesome in that year. And after the season, he entered the transfer portal again. And you're probably like, why? This kid's transferring so much. Well, he's looking for an opportunity to put great film on tape to then get NFL calls, right? And wouldn't we all want that? And so I think it's inspirational that he was at a high level at Oklahoma, was at a high level at TCU, took a step down in North Texas for playing time, and then got an opportunity to take a step back up in competition to a P4 and announce that he will be transferring to UVA and he'll be teaming up with his dad's buddy, Tony Elliott, who was on the staff with Dabo Swinney at Clemson when his football career kind of began, right? So I think this is a really inspirational story, and Chandler Morris on the season has been terrific. 1,279 yards, 10 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. The interceptions have kind of come in bunches. He's a gunslinger. He will take shots downfield, as seen by the fact that he has a long of a 75-yard pass for a touchdown and also a 48-yard pass for a touchdown. And almost every week he's going to have a 20-plus-yard touchdown pass. He takes shots downfield, and the Hoos also have terrific receivers that I probably slept on, a lot of people slept on this offseason. They have come in and just made some really good plays. They have this mesh zone-type play in which it just seems like every time they run it, somebody gets open. Trell Harris has been terrific. Cam Ross as well. Dakota Twitty has gotten open. Jamari Taylor's been their lead running back, and he's been terrific this season. And so you're looking at a Virginia team that absolutely has what seems like a top 20 offense in the national in college football. And they have a top 25 record at 24. I'm just shocked about how many stops they've gotten defensively when they need them to. And so that's been really fun. And I'm expecting them to go to Louisville and get a win. Over to Virginia Tech, who is trying to defend Lane Stadium against Wake Forest. And the Coach Montgomery era has gotten off to a good start because of Terrion Stewart. And yes, Kyren Drones has played much better, but Terrion Stewart this season has gotten an opportunity in the last few weeks and really shined. And against NC State, he had 174 yards. NC State had a couple of good running backs. Terrion Stewart was the best running back on the field by far, including an 85-yard touchdown that he ripped to the house in that game. So with him at back, I do think that you can absolutely pound the rock here and stay in games. And this is going to come down to complementary football. Can the Hokies get defensive stops, no special teams mistakes? And I think if all that happens, we're going to have a one-score game in the fourth quarter. And you know what will happen there? Hopefully, Coach Philip Montgomery will use his coaching experience that haunted Coach Pry during his tenure at Virginia Tech and will secure a one-score victory. I think it's going to be a close game because Wake played really well last week. They've got a talented back in Claiborne and, you know, a decent defense as well. So I'm expecting Virginia Tech to win, but to win a nail-biter for homecoming at home in Blacksburg. Let's get to the Washington Commanders and our keys to victory and pathway to success. The first key for Washington to go to L.A. and defeat the Chargers, that's the key to the car. On the road, to get in the car, you have to drive the football, right? And so I've said this earlier. I need Jaden over 34 yards. I need that trend to continue of when the quarterback runs for 34 or more yards. We have 11-3 record. But I'm calling for 150 yards of total rushing offense. That's Jaden. That's Chris Rodriguez Jr. I picked up in fantasy. That's Bill, Jeremy McNichols, Jaden, and Deebo Samuel. I need 150 yards of total rushing offense. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. We got to be able to pound the rock. We have to be able to pound the rock and keep our defense off the field. Controlling time of possession will be a key as well. Key number two is the key to the house, and you are on the road in their house. Well, you know what? Your house key still works if you don't beat yourself, all right? That's less penalties than the Chargers. We've played four games on the season. Washington has had more penalties than the opponent three of the four times. Only the Packers game did the Packers make more mistakes in terms of laundry on the field than Washington. We have had too many false starts, defensive holds, pass interference penalties, offensive holding. Cannot beat ourselves. The Chargers are a good fundamental football team run by Harbaugh. They're going to want to run the ball. That's going to be a big part of their offense. They're going to want to not make any mistakes. We've got to be safe with that. And then the third key is the key to the safe, where you collect all the cash in this safe. You need this key to win that game. And I think we need to win the turnover battle. My third key to victory is to win the turnover battle. And that could be just a fourth down stop and Washington being successful on their fourth downs. Let's get back to Washington being historic on fourth down. That was a big reason why we were so successful last season. Drives continued. And oh yeah, fourth down continued and then ended up in the end zone. Pathway to success. No missed field goals from Matt Gay. Jaden Daniels to have less sacks than Justin Herbert. And I'm going to say this. First half of the game here, to get the rust off of Jaden Daniels, we're going to need some explosive plays. And maybe that's just a screen pass to Deebo Samuel, and he takes it 60 yards, right? Like, we need Jaden to get the ball out of his hands quick and see it be a successful pass, a completion, a guy makes someone miss, and it's an explosive play. And then he'll start to have confidence. Because if I'm Jaden Daniels and I'm going into this game, I'm throwing the ball to Deebo Samuel and Zach Ertz, and that might be it. Because I haven't seen Jalen Lane make the big play when I throw it to him. I haven't seen Chris Moore make the big play when I throw it to him. I haven't seen Tay Martin. I'm going to the guys that I trust. And so that's why I think it's going to be heavy Deebo. We need a better game from Zach Ertz. He just has not found his rhythm that he did last year. He's going to be a red zone target all season long, but can we get him the ball from the 20 to the 20 on third downs to help move the chains here? There were a few times where he was open and Mariota just couldn't get him the ball because there was pressure in his face against the Atlanta Falcons. But I think Washington will go to L.A. and get a road victory because Jaden Daniels will make his return. With Jaden Daniels in at the offense, I think we'll score 27 points, and I'm hoping the defense can limit the Chargers to 20. 27-20, Washington squeaks out a victory from L.A. and returns home with an above 500 record of 3-2, as next week they will take on the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football. Put it all on the line. You got an extra day of rest. For Stubb, running the ones and twos, I'm AWOD. You've been listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Grant and Danny are coming up next.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.